For years, the San Francisco Mime Troupe has been a colorful part of the annual Petaluma Progressive Festival, which returns to Walnut Park on Sunday. But the political theater company is struggling these days and cut back their schedule for 2013. So, taking their place this weekend will be a new group of performers, the Pounce and Denounce Playhouse, which has its origins in Occupy Petaluma.
We've been doing street theater as part of Occupy Petaluma since the beginning, and the street theater keeps getting more and more fun, and we're getting a lot of good responses to it. So we decided to make it more official, and this is going to be our debut performance on a stage.
Amy Hanks says that while Occupy remains committed to serious political and cultural change, they enjoy a good laugh as much as anyone else. So she and her collaborators have prepared a short show that uses humor to make its points.
The show is a game show called Bankster Gangster. I'm the host, Marky Malarkey, interviewing the CEOs of the last two banks left in America, Citibank of America and Chase Fargo. It's a freewheeling, high-rolling capitalist game show, and the contestants are encouraged to lie, cheat, and steal as much as they can get away with. We are going to get the audience involved with booing and hissing.
Their show was developed through freewheeling improvisations, with the best bits transcribed and structured into a final script, which, at a recent rehearsal, sounded like this.
Question number one. Since 2008, how many foreclosures have you been responsible for?
None.
I've got it.
We all know the homeowners foreclosed on themselves. We had nothing to do with it.
The correct answer is that 30 million people have lost their homes to foreclosure nationwide, with 10 million forcibly evicted. There have been 2.5 million foreclosures in California and 14,000 in this county alone. Now let's see a show of hands. How many of you out there in the audience know someone or have been yourself foreclosed on?
They should just put their hands down and get a job.
Also in the cast there was the multi-skilled Steve Dyer.
My involvement is part of the cast, part of the construction, part of the electronics, all different parts of the show, and part of the writing.
And first-time thespian Lance Cerny.
I got recruited by Amy, actually. She said I was judge-like and particularly a graft-prone judge. So I thought, wow, this is my big chance. Actually, I got into this at a training where I was trying to make up for the fact that I missed the freedom rides going south when I was a young man. I just didn't have the courage to stand up for that kind of important stuff. I thought, this is the time to do something that affects people and makes a change. And who knew it would be this much fun?
The Petaluma Troupe is looking forward to their stage debut, but after it's over, they fully expect to take their performing back to the streets. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.